Sean Hunter first made news as an ex-felon several years ago. He successfully urged Roanoke City to ban the box on job applications, leaving questions about criminal history off of job applications. And then he started the Peacemakers Citizens Group in Northwest Roanoke, and now Sean Hunter is running for Roanoke City Council May 1st as an independent candidate. Sean joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio this morning. Sean, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we appreciate you coming down.
Thank you.
Now, Sean, of course, you were recently acquitted of misdemeanor charges related to an intimate photograph sent to a reporter by accident. Now, Sean, how has that impacted your campaign? Do people ask you about it, and do you think it may have slowed your momentum down for this run?
Well, I don't think that it slowed my momentum down for this run. However, people do ask me about it. It was an honest mistake. I have to take accountability for my actions. What I did, I had always maintained my innocence that, you know, I was indulging in some conduct that I probably shouldn't have been indulging in. However, the picture got sent to the wrong person. And it just happened that me being who I am today, it got blown out, and, you know, we just got to continue to move forward. And I just hope that, you know, the message that I try to put out there is to tell people that when you make a mistake, be honest about it, but keep on moving.
Sean, what made you want to jump into the race, this year for Roanoke City Council? What was the major motivation for you to get into the race this year?
The major motivation is that I just felt that the current local government that we have are not pretty much addressing the concerns of the underserved, of the disenfranchised, of the returned citizen, of the people that really are in the poor Black, white, and Hispanic communities. So therefore, you know, that's where I come from. And so I felt that we are being underrepresented, underserved. And so I just felt that somebody needed to step out and make it known, a voice.
I know you've talked a lot about the changes in downtown, the core of downtown Roanoke. You'd like to see that spread out to some of the neighborhoods in Northwest or Southeast or elsewhere.
Yes. Roanoke is a beautiful place. We constantly brag about how many different nationalities that we have. However, but we are not unified. And I think that if we become unified and don't neglect certain quadrants of the city, but work together, we'll say, hey, my brothers and sisters up there in Northwest, they're having a hard time. We got crime and violence that's going on. We need to slow down a little bit, and we need to address this issue. Not just because I don't live there that it shouldn't be addressed, but we need to be concerned about each and every individual citizen in this city.
We're talking with Sean Hunter, independent candidate for Roanoke City Council in the May 1st election. Let me ask you about Northwest specifically. How much of this, Sean, making life better in Northwest specifically, depends on citizens doing the right thing and citizens pulling themselves up by their bootstraps? How much depends on the people living there?
It depends. I would say 80% of it depends on it. However, where I stand at, and another reason why I'm running for city council, is I feel that, you know, we are not included in that budget. You know, we allocate money to a lot of it to downtown, to redevelopment, to bring in tourist attraction, and also try to, you know, keep things going and the revenue flowing. And I understand that. But at the same time, we got to recognize that we cannot neglect a crime-ridden area that's plagued with violence, unemployment, homelessness, and things of that nature right there. We have to deal with issues up there. And yes, we must, those of us that live in those particular high-crime areas, men in particular, we need to take personal responsibility. But at the same time, it requires resources.
Do you have any specific beef, Sean, with the way the Roanoke City Police Department patrols or handles the peace in Northwest Roanoke?
I wouldn't call it a beef. I don't think that they are being proactive, literally. I think that they are more, I know this because I'm the founder of the Peacemakers, and we patrol high crime areas in Northwest community. They are pretty much reactive. They wait for a phone call. The crime already been committed. So therefore, I think that they take a proactive approach that we can be a deterrent to the crime that is being orchestrated up in Northwest. So the only beef that I have with them, I think that, you know, they're just not being proactive. And I, you know, maybe they're not trained to be proactive. Maybe they're just trained to be responders. And I think they need to start being proactive.
I'm talking with Sean Hunter, independent candidate for Roanoke City Council. I have to ask you a question about the new head of the Peacemakers here, Dennis Muhammad. Now, he has ties in the past, Sean, to Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who's been accused in the past of making anti-Semitic statements, denigrating other people. Are you worried about the direction some might feel Dennis Muhammad might take the peacemakers in? And what can you tell us about Dennis and the connection to Farrakhan? And you've met Minister Farrakhan, but there are some people that's going to make uneasy. What can you tell me about handing over the reins to Dennis Muhammad?
Well, the organization is not moving in the direction of Minister Louis Farrakhan. It's not moving in the direction of the Nation of Islam. It's just so happened that Dennis Muhammad was on a security team for the minister. I was trained by Dennis Muhammad. I used to be a minister myself in the Nation of Islam when I was incarcerated. I was a minister in the Nation of Islam for 10 years. And I extracted a lot of good things from that. It's a lot of things that I disagree with. It's a lot of things that as a African-American, I do agree with. However, we have to be able to analyze as a community that if someone is coming here and trying to take our city in a direction of racial division, I would never bring that to this city. And I don't see that. And Dennis Muhammad is a good man. And so therefore, I looked around and I felt that no one better could try to get the peacemakers back into the way that they're supposed to be other than him.
All right. It's 8:51 at WFIR. We are speaking with Sean Hunter this morning. Sean is independent candidate for Roanoke City Council. And Sean, you have expressed displeasure with outside developers, if you will, coming into Northwest Roanoke, like John Garland, also a Roanoke City Councilman you once had partnered with on an 11th Street property. Sean, shouldn't anyone be able to develop in any neighborhood if they have the means, the permitting, and a good plan?
It depends on their heart. That's what I feel. It depends on their heart. Right now, with the condition of Northwest, it's not that we just want anybody to come up there and just buy something. We are trying, the goal is to break a cycle of poverty. And we cannot break a cycle if you allow, and it just don't really deal on race, but you cannot allow a cycle of poverty to break if the people that live in those communities do not purchase. So we need to encourage minority developers to purchase. And what John Garland can do and what other people can do is help, aid, and assist. But if you buy, who you going to rent to? Us. So to me, that's, I call it a backwards hustle. So I'm saying we need to be owners of that which is in our community. And so that's what I try to encourage. I work with John Garland. I was the one that found the building. And I had an idea. I had a vision for that particular building there that you speak about. However, the things went on with me that was legal. John Garland was told to step back from me. He did it. And so the building remains there. What they're going to do with it, I don't know. But I still encourage that we need Black minority developers. We need to stop renting. We need to stop leasing. We need to start owning.
Are there Black developers with money to do that? Or I know you talked about pooling money at one point.
There are a plethora of Black developers. They just need to be encouraged. And I think that they need to be given an incentive to buy. Right now, what it is with our community, Black people don't want to buy in Black neighborhood because they fear that because of the crime and the violence that they're going to lose out. So, you know, if you got to be able to take that risk. And one thing about some of the white developers, they'll take that risk because they know, they see the infrastructure that's being around it, built around it. Some Black developers don't see that. There's an infrastructure that's being built. And so these dilapidated houses that's sitting on these side of the streets that's blighted and that's empty, they are valuable. But as the crime and violence continue to go on, the property value drops. And so a wise man would definitely jump on and buy it. So, but a lot of Black developers just don't, I think they're not, I wouldn't say business savvy, but they a whole lot of them do not want to take that risk.
Mm-hmm. A couple of minutes left, we're talking with Sean Hunter, Roanoke City Council candidate. The Roanoke Times said that if you want a disruptor on city council, Sean Hunter's the guy. They also, I have to bring up, they compared you to President Trump when you supposedly told them that foreigners were moving into some of these homes being renovated in neighborhoods in Northwest. What did you mean by foreigners, Sean? And do you have a problem with people that aren't African-Americans moving in the Northwest?
I don't. Let me make it clearly. I'm not a racist. I was married to a white woman. And, you know, I use that because it's true. They got people from different ethnic backgrounds that came from different countries. When TAP and Habitat for Humanity, they are the ones that refurbish and revitalize the houses up in Northwest. Downtown, you got private contractors. So once they revitalize and refurbish these homes, what I'm seeing is that the people that they move into these homes are from different countries. I don't see African Americans being moved into these homes right here. So that's when I said foreigners. And so, you know, to try to equate me with Trump, I mean, that's you can't equate me. The only thing I can say is the fake news part. I mean, so that you know, they didn't misconstrue what I said. That was just something someone took. And as far as being the disruptor on city council, I think that, of course, yeah, I would be a disruptor because the truth will disrupt falsehood. And I'm going to come with nothing but truth.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Sean Hunter, independent candidate for Roanoke City Council, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.